Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kweze kuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba phezu kokwala kwayo ukwethula uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-Electronic Voters Roll. Umongameli wele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ubikwa esesimeni yesibi ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala elokwehluleka ukuphatha kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe engena ku-$4 million. Kwezemidlalo abasekeli beGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi ngemva kokukhahlelelwa phandle kweqembu labo kwimidlalo yeWorld Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli wakwele South Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uphakathi kokuqhoba amathambo engqondo ngela kusasa lakhe ngemva kokufunyanwa elecala lokungaphathi kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali engena kuzigidi zamadola emelika ezine i-$4 million eplazini lakhe lephalaphala. Lokhu kuvezwe yihofisi yakhe izolo. Iqula elakhethwa ngusomlomo wedale lephalamende ukuthi licubungule lolu daba lethu le impumela yalo izolo ekhomba ukuthi umongameli Ramaphosa engaba wephula umthetho ngokwehluleka ukumangala lolu daba emapholiseni kanye lokucela umongameli wakwele Namibia ukuthi ancedise ekuthungatheni ababejontshe imali yakhe. Inkokheli yebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC ithi izahlangana phezu kwalolu daba namuhla. Abanye bathi uRamaphosa ulakho ukwazisa ukuthi usetshiya umsebenzi. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eProject 4263 phezu kokwala kwayo ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumitshina yamakhompyutha olwe-Electronic Voters Roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela linhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu yenkantolo izolo. Umqondisi weProject 4263 uMnumzana Youngerson Matete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kanengi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise ivoters roll kodwa isala. Ngevike phelileyo, umeli weHarare North edale lephalamende uMnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga lebandla le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi kayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bathenge ivoters roll edindwe emaphepheni. Yona ethi ibiza inkulungwane zamadola aseMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili $187,000 ugwalo lunye. Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bakhuza umhlola phezu kwalimbhadalo besithi iningi kakhulu. Ngenyanga edluleyo, enye yalezi nhlanganiso e-Election Resource Center imangalele iZEC e-High Court isithi ifuna yehlise lintengo. U Uno bala jikelele we United Nations umnumzana Antonio Guterres uthi ukuguquka komkhathi izimpi kanye lokoma kwempilo ngenxa yobuyanga ngokunye kwembangela zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. Okutereshi wetu le amazwi la enkundleni ye Twitter enanza umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Lo mkhankaso uqale ukunanzwa mhlaka 25 kuLwezi emhlabeni jikelele ngenjongo yokuqeda udlakela oluqondiswe kubomama labantwana njalo uphela mhlaka 10 kulinyanga. Namuhla inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women ithi inxusa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifisa ukuphatheka kumkhankaso lo ukuthi zivunule impahla eziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Ithi njalo kuza kuba lombuthano esibhedlela seHopley eHarare lapho kuzakhulunyiswana khona ngokuvikela abantwana kubadlwenguli. Sixoxele siphathamandla salinhlanganiso unkosikazi Lainandiweni.
IVeritas Women luhlelo oluqondane lokuphakamisa amalungelo, imithetho lehlala kahle yabantu besifazane. Ngosuku lwesibili olukampalakazi, iVeritas ihlanganela nomhlaba wonke jikelele ekukhankaseni insuku ezilitshumi nasithupha ezokulwa lodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane. Sikhankasa ngokugqoka impahla ezilombala oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka.
Luzabe luqhutshelwa ngaphi lolu hlelo?
Sizaliqhuba esigodlweni esikhulu seHarare esibhedlela seHopley. Ngalolu hlelo sijonge ukuxoxisana nokulimukisa abesifazane ngemithetho, udlame kanye nenhlala kahle yabo. Sinokukhathazeka okukhulu kakhulu kuhlukunyezwa kwamankazana ngokocansi, behlukunyezwa ngabazali babo abesilisa kanye labantu abasondelene nabo okumele bebavikele ezimulini abahlala kizo. Ngalokhu-ke sinxusa uzulu wonke ukugqoka impahla eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Sicela iziphathamandla ezifaneleyo ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo ekuvikeleni izingane ikakhulu amankazana.
Ungathi uhlelo lolu luqondane lobani njalo kulokunye yini elizakwenza mayelana lokukhankasa litshengisela insolo yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane?
Uhlelo lolu luqondane lozulu wonke jikelele ukuze siphathisane njalo silimukise ekuvikeleni udlame lwabesifazane lamantombazane. Zabe silo gatsha lwethu umtholampilo, isibhedlela sosizo lwezemthetho, umuntu wonke ukhululekile ukuxoxisana lathi mayelana ngokuhlukunyezwa ukuncindezela abantu besifazane. Ngosuku lokuxhasa insuku lezi sizahlanyela izithelo, izihlahla zezithelo ezitshiyatshiyeneyo ezizaba yisikhumbuzo sokunanzelela, ukuvikela kanye lokunakekela abantu besifazane. Uzulu wonke uyanxuswa ukuthi ahlanganele lathi, sibambisane ndawonye, sixhase omama lamantombazane usuku leze zokuvikela lokuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane.
Unkosikazi Lainandiweni ngowenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women. Ubexoxa ecingweni loGainer Gumede Saidi weStudio 7. Isakhamuzi seLupane unkosazana nokuthula moyo ofelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ngemva kokutshaywa ngumbane ngeviki edluleyo uthi ikusasa lakhe labantwabakhe abahlanu selibuvilibane ngoba abasela ndlela yokuziphilisa nanku bebethembele kulezi zifuyo. Uthi inkomo lezi bezimnceda kakhulu ngoba ubethola uchago kuzo, alime ngazo, athengise izilimo, abhadalele abantwana ama-school fees, abuye abathengele ukudla lezembatho ngenzuzo ayitholayo. Umamoyo ohlala eLupane esigabeni seMbembesi 1 Resettlement Village 25B kuWard 23 njalo otholakala kunombolo ezithi plus 263-771-906-014 uthi abenelisayo bengamphathisa ngezigqoko ukudla kumbe imali.
Zihlobo zami ngilahlekelwe ndahlekele izinkomo ezitshayela izulu. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima ngilemuli labantwana abangu-5. Okuqala umntana wami wokuqala akafundi uhlala ekhaya ngoyade encedisa ukulima. Owesibili uphumele 5 last year enzeni lonyaka ube supplementa so ayingakwazi ukuthi engaphuma lezi ngakhe. And then OS2 ungu-form 2, OS3 ungu-grade 4 uya ku-grade 5 next year. Okugcina ungu-ECD B next year uya ku-grade 1. Uma ngithengisa amabele ngiyenelise ukubathengela izigqoko. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima ngicela uncedo. Ngiphakathi kobunzima engingabo tshela bani. Omunye lomunye kazizwe. Elesihlelo babami bebhadalelwa zinkomo bebesenelisa ukudla ngilima bazuze uchako. UNkulunkulu alibusise abazayenelisa ukungceda. Ngiyakhala zihlobo zami abantu abami kumnyaka ozayo ukuthi bazafundiswa kuyi usizo lokuthi nje abantu abami bathole ukufunda bathole impilo nje ukuthi beqhubeke bephila besidla njengansuku zonke begqoka bethola isepa. Bethola konke nje ukufana bengafundanga. Impilo sokuyimfundo. Impilo yokuthi umntwana adle, agqoke, awatshe. Pho ke ibhenki ichile, zihlobo zami ngitshele ibhenki. Ondingayo ngandithola enambeni. +263 77. Umuntu ongumama. Hayi angazi, angilala ngithola ibuthongo. Oyamukelayo akabusiswa kodwa kubusisa ophayo. Ngimadolonzima ibuthakathaka lasemkhulekweni. Lokuthi ngaqonda ngapi le msebenzi kayitholakali ukuthi ngiyedinga umsebenzi. Aluba ngabe imisebenzi yatholakala benzadinga umsebenzi inkwanisi ngiyenelisa ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu abami. Pho kunzima sihlobo ukuthi ngizaqonda abantu abami ngizabaqondisa ngapi.
Unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo yisakhamuzi seLupane esifelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu. Ezichaywe ngumbane ubexoxa ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga we Studio 7. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. I-Herald ithi umgcinisihlalo wekomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo elizweni eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Unkosikazi Joyce Matanda Moyo uthi izisebenzi zemithethwa ndaba ezinengi zikhohlakele. I-News Day ithi uZulu weZimbabwe usebhekane lokukhwela mahlayana njalo kwentengo yezinto ezitshiyeneyo ngalesi sikhathi kuyiwa kukhefu lekhisimusi. Soku isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Eh, selibona mi Studio 7. Mina ngibuya le matambeni ngomthalandoda. Iligama engazibiza ngalo. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu ma uPresident ebhize edlalisa imali kanje. Enikana lama MP leziphatha amandla zakhe imali ukuthi esibhedlela akulamithi. Umgwaqo alungiswa, amadamu agejwa. Ithayipi kapresident enjani nje so? Kunzima lokhu, kunzima lokhu. Ugawulela uzowavuma ukuthi hayi. Yabona ke iZANU PF yabheda. Hayi uzowavuma ugawule ukuthi hayi. Imali yadlaliswa. Ngiyambongela ngokulokulahleka nyana ugawule kodwa ke namhlanje hayi. Uzowangena endleleni. Ngingelelela uPane yonke. Ndithi H41.
Hey, Studio 7, salibona ndinjani ngapho? Ha, siyabonga indaba ezilohlonzi. Hey, besingaba yini ngaphandle kwendaba zeqiniso, besiyoyisuthi propaganda. Hey, siyabonga. Hey, udaba lwami lulapha. Ukuthi ngiyaqala ngqangqangqa ukuvumelana nalo babu Gawule. Ngiyaqala ukumuzwa naye ekhuluma ehambisana nalo ninyi. Ukuthi i-40,000 is too much. $40,000. Ah, iningi. Iningi impela kakhulu. Endlela yokuthi khona osalungazi ukuthi khona bayithole kanjani laba bantu. Njalo bayiphiwa nje ngodaba lokuthi bathi khona bazo ibhadala njani nini. Ezibhedlela akula lutho, ezibhedlela akula lisi, kodwa kutholakala ukuthi abanye abathola 40,000 US dollars, abanye 500 US dollars. Imali leni ingasiza ezibhedlela kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Ngiyaqala ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule impela ushaye khona. Ngiyabonga
Ntungamili Nkomo, lani lonke basakazi baka Studio 7. Eish, lami ngithi ngempawulo. Yazi izano sivulele ilizwe izano. Ngiyamangala ngoGawule nalo Thuma abatshona bekhulumela izano ingani le nto eyenzile esizweni saseZimbabwe. Izano ivulele ilizwe, ivulele umkhonomi, yabulala nemvelo nje esayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu. Ivulele izano PF. Ngoba awubuki mabe thatha leli lizwe kuSmith. USmith wayele mthetho, kwakungalinywa duze lomfula, kwakuvikelwa imfula, kuvikelwa amadamu, kuvikelwa izilwane nje zasehle zazivikele. Bangena bona, nxa usupport izami ungaze ubulale iziphi izilwane ezilongo sikuphambili ngezami PF, awubotshwa, awula lutho lwezileyo. Yabona kwelakithi amadamu lemfula kugcwele udaka manje, abantu sebelima bezibelima umfula. Behluleka nje ukuvikela imvelo nje sayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu for mahara, singasavala umkhonomi aleli bandla leli libuleli lizwe. Uyabona uSmith, umbuso kaSmith, uSmith wayengumlungu, wayeyithanda ngcono iZimbabwe kulezayo, ngoba wayevikela. Kwakusenziwa amakandiwa, kusenziwa yonke nje into yokuthi ivikele idamu. Bona bangena umnankagwa labomgabe, bathi abantu bezilongo bebavotela limani, akulamthetho. Kambe ilizwe linjani ngeke lingelamthetho kodwa? Ngoba nxa ungumlandeli wezami wenza umathanda nje, uyazenzela umathanda uyelilima, because umfula ugcwala udaka, amadamu awayenzima. Babulela ilizwe laba bantu, angazi ukuthi uThuma noGawule bayithatha njani nale into, ngoba eZimbabwe kumpunza edlenini nje, uyazenzela umathanda ezilongu supporter iZANU PF. Bebe sebevalela nje labo abangabe besupporta amanye amaphathi, kodwa ezilongu supporter iZANU PF you can do whatever you want.
Sarubona, sarubona, ngiyabingelela abantu bakithi, ngibingelela uMorris Khumlano wakwaNgwenya, ngokuzalwa ngiseTholoza Komati. Ngalesi sikhathi ngiso ngilapha eGoli ngokokusebenza okuphanda esemadlelweni aluhlaza. Ngingamadlela aluhlaza njengoba kithi kunzima kangaka. Hayi, kakhulu hlobo zami, siyabonga, siyathokoza kakhulu elisenzela khona ukusiphakela indaba imihla lamalanga, indaba eziyizindawo zakithi esizidinga. Siyabonga. Naloko engigqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi asihambeni sevota abafisayo, ngoba lokhu okwezani lokhu kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Manje into engisakugxila entweni eyodwa, ngiyayizwa i-MRP inkinga yayo besingayivotela ilobandlululo. Abantu be-MRP lobandlululo, abantu bakithi, bandlululo lalo lukhulu linayo, ngabe likhankasa lidinga ngendlela enhle. Lokhu ukuthi libe licwasa amabandla lokhu lithi leli lindle leli lindlambonto kule nto ongasiza ngayo lokusawabantwana basesindebeleni. Lungisani laphana kube right, uma lifuna ukuvotela livotele indlela enhle, hhayi lokhu ukuthi laqumisa ilizwe kwatha kwacima zonke lezi ndlambonto kungalisiza lona.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. IReuters ithi amasotsha kweleSomalia alwisane labahlamuki beqembu le-Al-Shabaab abulala abangama-40 izolo. IReuters ithi njalo abahlamuki bakwele DRC abeqembu le M23 bahlasele abantu makhaza babulala abangamachumi amahlanu. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ngolwezi uhulumende weMelika uphatheke emhlanganweni weKimberley Process oqhutshwa kanye ngomnyaka eGaborone kweleBotswana. IKimberley Process yinhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eyasungulwa ngo-2003 eletha ndawonye ababambiqhaza abachiyeneyo ngenjongo yokwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana avela emazweni alezimpi ethengiswa ikakhulu ngamalwecacha ukuze athole imali yokulwisana labohulumende abakhethwe nguZulu. Kumbiko oveza imbono kahulumende weMelika phezu komhlangano lo, ugatsha lweState Department luncome kakhulu eleBotswana, lona elasekelwa yiyo iMelika ukuthi kube yilo elibamba lomhlangano lonyaka. IMelika ithi eleBotswana liqhuba inhlelo zokwemba ngendlela eqondileyo okwenza lamukeleke kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukwenjiwa kwamadayimana ngokucacileyo. EleMelika selilesikhathi liqhuquzela ukuthi kuqheliswe ingcazelo yamadayimana agejwa lapho kulezimpi khona ama-conflict diamonds. Umuntu wonke ogqoka kumbe osebenzisa amadayimana kumele abeke ithemba kuKimberley Process ukuthi ibe leqiniso lokuba amadayimana wonke avela lapho okuhlonitshwa khona amalungelo kaZulu. EleMelika lizaqhubeka liqhuquzela lokho. Olunye udaba olube segudwini emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe kweleBotswana lo ngolwemithetho yalinhlanganiso esetshenziswe ngeleRussia leBelarus ukuvimba ukukhulumisana ngomthelela obangelwa yokuhlaselwa kweleUkraine yiRussia kanye lokuthi iKimberley Process kumele iphathe njani udaba lwamadayimana avela kweleRussia. IMelika lamanye amazwe adlelana layo ayefuna ukuthi umhlangano lo uhlafune lezindaba. Umsekeli kanobhala weMelika obona ngezenotho lamabhizimusi uWhitney Bird uthe umhlaba awungeke ukhangele eceleni usekela iRussia ihlasela abantu baseUkraine okulilizwe elililunga leKimberley Process. IKimberley Process kumele ikhangelisise ukuthi iRussia iyazilandela kuhle na izimiso zalinhlanganiso ezigoqela ukuthi akulamadayimana avela elizweni elisempini amele avunyelwe ukuthengiselwa amazwe omhlaba. Lanxa ukukhulumisana ngalolu daba kwenqatshelwe, incwadi eyabhalwa nguBhedi lencwadi ezabhalwa ngamanye amazwe zafakwa kumbiko okuphetha lumhlangano. Okokugcina, ugatsha lweState Department lwaveza ukuthi eleUnited States of America liphatheke kabi ngokulwisana okuselizweni laseCentral African Republic kanye lomthelela limpi elawo ekuthengisweni kwamadayimana alo. EleMelika lathembisa ukuqhubeka likhulumisana lohulumende weCentral African Republic ukuze kubonakale ukuthi imilayo yeKimberley Process iyalandelwa lokuthi amadayimana la athengiswa ngendlela kungephulwa izimiso zalinhlanganiso. IMelika izimisele ukulondoloza ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana ngendlela eqondileyo njalo izaqhubeka isekela iKimberley Process. lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezenguqu abasekeli beqembu leGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi izolo ngemva kokugunyulwa kwaleli qembu emidlaleni yeFIFA World Cup lanxanje linqobe iCosta Rica 4-2. IGermany yehluleke ukudlulela kuhlandla elilandelayo eleGroup of 16 ngoba ayitholanga imiklomelo eneleyo kweminye imidlalo yayo emibili. Lokhu kuphe iSpain ithuba lokudlulela phambili lanxanje inqotshwe iJapan 2-1. IMorocco ibe liqembu leAfrika elesibili ukudlulela phambili ilandela iSenegal ngemva kokunqoba iCanada. Sibuze intatheli yezemidlalo uJafet Ngwele Dube ukuthi uthini ngokuphuma kweGermany kule midlalo lanxanje lingelinye labo maqhuzu kwezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele.
Izimanga Ntunga, nizimanga lezi. Ngoba bengacabangela ukuthi iGermany yabe sibuyela ekhaya nje after first round. Besiyikhangelele njengamathimu yamanye amathimu nje azafika kufinal, kodwa hhayi khanya kwehlule. Germany yehlule kuzwinela igame yayo yokuqala idlala leJapan. I think that was the most crucial match for them. Wathi beselanda iSpain lapho igame yabo yesibili, hhayi kwagcina kuyi-draw ngani kwehlula ukuthi bawine. Last game week asebebuya khona sebewina, kodwa hhayi i-World Cup nje ngamagame amathathu i-first round. Kufuna wona lawo amabili ubone la ukuthi enye yakhona uyanqoba, ngoba bamelele yokugcina hhayi akulanto ehambayo. Hhayi siphumile hhayi. Besiyikhangelele sithi kumbeza yaphambili hayi. Kodwa inguqu ibhora lenjalo, wathi ibhora liyagiqika. Liyagiqika kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuphansi, kwesinye isikhathi kuphezulu. Sithabele iJapan laphana hayi ukuthi ihambile yayaphambili. Yasazi ukuthi siyaphambili izokwenza njani. Kodwa hayi ibhora lakhona kudlalwa ukushintshana nje. IGermany siphumile, sithi mana sibona amanye amaqembu ukuthi ayenza njani. Ungabuya ungabophanga amabhutsu, ungaphakamisanga amasoks akho, hayo uyaphuma.
ICameroon leGhana ubona zidlala njani?
For Africa sekungena amaqembu amabili kuma-quarter finals. IMorocco leSenegal. Bekungaba kuhle nje ukuthi kungaba lelinye iqembu elingahamba lalo lengena, sibe la maqembu amathathu ahambayo kuma-quarter final, kwenzeke ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba lethuba sokuthi elokuthi i-Africa layo ibe leqembu kuma-semifinal. Amagame akusasa hey anzima lawa ngawokugcina, and wonke amaqembu nje abe sefuna ukuthi awine ukwenzela ukuthi i-position yawo laphana isiya kuma-quarter finals baphumele phezulu. Cameroon kunzima, idlala le-Brazil. Brazil are the favorites, abakadliwa. Iyo i-team nje bengani consistent, iyo i-team bengani yadlala. So hey, ukuthi Cameroon laphana ingatsha i-Brazil hayi angiboni. Kodwa sokumele bangene babophe isiqini badlale lawo, babone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza egrounding. Ukuthi Ghana le Uruguay ya lakho lapha kuthambanga, iGhana akumelanga nje ixegise, akumelanga ixegise ngoba ingaxegisa nje ingatsha. Kodwa hayi ngiyibona ngani lethuba. Ngiyibonile thuba lapha lokuthi ingakwanisa ukuthi inqobe i-Uruguay. Ithuba likhona, kodwa hayi kuyabemele babophe, akumelanga baxegise.
UJafet Ngwele Dube yintatheli yezemidlalo. Asazi-ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni iGhana idlala le-Uruguay lamuhla, kuthi iCameroon yona izanqikilana le-Brazil. Abanye bathi suicide le uCameroon, kanti abanye bathi hayi isithembile layo iCameroon izamelana layo iBrazil. iSerbia inqikilana leSwitzerland, kuthi iPortugal eka Ronaldo yona izanqikilana leSouth Korea. Kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona izakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Olivale lisayo nguNtungami Linkomo Nkololokwana wamatukanduna. Mukhwezvanana makamu wangu, kakale mubene weekend yakanaka. Toboka.